you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Another excellent landing.
Perfect drop, as usual.
The mics are still on.
That electric bill, they will complain.
not a problem. Hello. Hello, people of Earth.
Oh, do it like they do.
Oh, do it. Okay. Yes. Hey, every person.
Everybody.
Oh, yes. Greetings, every human body.
Close enough.
I am Ozark, and I am here with my traveling compatriot, Glipglorp.
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 Glorp.
Glip Glorp.
Glip Glorp.
Glip Glorp.
Glip Glorp.
I feel like I'm saying it.
All this time. You may be wondering why, or where, or what has happened to our favorite podcast, Ridiculous Romance.
Well, rest assured, dear listeners, we will return your hosts, Eli and Diana, momentarily. We took them on a cross-galactic trip that was most ridiculous.
Ha-ha! We have returned them to Earth.
Did you see where I said ridiculous and it was like the name of the show?
I did see that.
Ridiculous adventures that we went on.
It tickled me. We have brought them back to do their hostly duties as soon as they finish defrosting.
Yes, your human bodies must be deep frozen before you can travel through space. It's a well-known fact.
Very strange, because you don't do well in the cold.
But the problem is, when you leave the door open, and then they sort of start to melt a little, and then you, I better refreeze them, and then they freeze a little more, and then they get those gross crystals all over them,
and
it has that funky freezer taste.
It's true. That's why I say close the freezer door. We are not paying to cool off the entire vacuum of space.
Paying to cryogenically freeze the entire vacuum of space.
That's exactly right. And we know Eli and Diana perhaps will be a little furious.
It's okay.
But they saw so many wonderful things.
Oh, amazing things on our intergalactic tour. We saw snork beasts.
Oh, beautiful snork beasts.
I love the snork
beasts. They breached.
Yes, snork beasts. Breaching the surface. Do you remember Fizz Corpse?
How could I forget?
Well,
when the Blugnacks came out with those giant jars of Jarknargans.
Oh,
I
could go for a Jarknargan right now.
I felt as rich as a lord from the rings of Kolgalak.
No, the problem with the Blugnacks. What were we drinking? Blugnacks? Is that what you referenced a second? The Jarknargans? Yeah, the problem with the Jarknargans is you put them in the freezer for too long, and they get that funky freezer taste.
Ozark, you're the only one who has this problem with freezers.
Look.
Close the door, Ozark.
I'm just saying that when I get something out of the freezer, a Jarknargan or what have you, my hands are full. I can't exactly, you want me to use my face to close the freezer door?
Next time you leave it open, I will personally send you to the shimmering ponds of Bar Tartar!
Oh. Well, I've had a lovely time last time I visited Bar Tartar. Oh, boy. Well, would you look at that? Here comes the theme song.
Uh-oh. I think we should do our own version.
Oh, I got it running right now, baby. Greetings, friends of the human race. Eli and Diana have been beamed into space. We're taking them on one of our galactic trips to talk about ridiculous relationships. A lover might be any type of being, you see.
A gardener,
a xenomorph, or even E.T. But any stories out in the cosmic expanse will beam into our show, Ridiculous Romance!
A production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, this hosting gig ain't so hard, is it?
It's easy as pie.
Delicious pie.
I think we should get our own podcast.
Ooh, an alien podcast. Do you think people would want to listen to these gorgeous voices for an hour straight? I think if they made it this far, then why not go a full hour?
Humans love babbling.
Hey, what the hell is going on in here?
What? I'm freezing. God.
Why do I smell like freezer burn?
Oh, good. You're awake. You finally defrosted.
Welcome back. Do not worry. We have resumed the show. It is all warmed up for you.
What are you talking about?
Yes, well, you two have been gone for, a while.
It was such a fun trip. We didn't want you to be all stressed out about being behind on work when you got home.
Fun trip. All I remember is you beamed us onto your ship without asking and then flew us into space.
Yeah, and you also said we'd only be gone for a weekend. How long has it been?
Let's see here. Carry the four, and
it has been approximately 120 Earth days since your last broadcast.
Wait, what?
120 what?
Well, a weekend on our planet is 147 days, so we actually got you back a little early. You're welcome.
Oh, yes. We have on our planet a four-day work week and then 147 days off. It's a great work-life balance. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You're telling me that you guys, first of all, wait, you have a 150-day weekend?
Oh,
that's incredible.
Oh, my God.
Stand a reworks. But hang on. We've been gone for 120, that's 3 months. 4 months.
What? We haven't put in an episode in 4 months? We need to put in an episode. Babe,
okay, aliens.
Right, aliens, get out.
You guys, your intro was way too long anyway. It's time to get the hell out of here.
All right, we will ascend to our ship and leave you to it. The beautiful job that you do.
This is the thanks we get for a free vacation. We will never do it again.
Good. I don't want you to. Please go. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
Yikes.
It's been a minute. I guess it's been a minute.
Good God.
All right. All right.
I think everything in the fridge is disgusting.
I know. The freezer door is wide open. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know why, but it's
insane.
Wide open.
Insane. Unbelievable. Okay. All right. The aliens are gone.
Well,
hi, everybody.
Wow.
We are very sorry to have ghosted you.
It's
been a hot minute, but
a cold minute.
Right.
The hot minute got cold.
Okay. Well, aside from the whole kidnapped by aliens thing, we actually do have a lot to catch you all up on. So first things first.
Yep.
We've got, I would say, good news and bad news.
Yeah.
So which do you want first?
I mean,
I'm not asking you. I'm asking them to scream into their radios.
Oh, okay. So
iPhones,
that we somehow
whatever
hear.
It is. No, obviously you want the bad
you
news
the
first.
Bad news
Why
first.
The hell would you ever take the good news first?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Please lift me up and then knock me down.
Knock me on down. So I'll feel like crap at the end.
Okay, we'll start with the bad news. I think it's bad news.
It is bad news.
It's not my favorite news.
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
I've had better news.
I will say the rumors are true. I am Banksy.
Well, where's all the money?
I put it in a paper shredder. Thank you very much.
That's how strong my values are.
No, all right, Band-Aid off. Ridiculous Romance is, for the time being, coming to an end. You could say it came to an end.
It has already
a while ago.
Ended,
we just didn't officially get to say anything. Look, I will say this much. there is plenty of room for Ridiculous Romance or something like it to return in the future. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we're both pretty excited about continuing.
Yeah.
This is not something new. This is not a result of our disappearance. Actually, this whole past year has been kind of wacky because, honestly, about a year ago, we heard that the show wasn't going to get picked up for a third season. So all last spring and summer, while we were doing episodes, it was just, you know, we're just finishing out what we had to do. And everybody at iHeartRadio loves the show. Mm-hmm. We love the them. Fans. We've been having a great time. Obviously, Ben and Noel are our podcast daddies, who are the best.
We love you.
But it's the media industry, and stuff comes and goes all the time. And we were, I think, in a batch of about 35,000 other shows that came to a close. Uh-huh. And that's okay. We are, again, just super excited for all the time that we've been able to do this show. And I believe there's a future for this show as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in the meantime, there's really good news that I'm very excited about. And I think and hope that you all will be too.
That's right. Because we were spending also this year developing two brand new podcasts.
Two? That's Hooray! Twice as many as we're doing now.
I know. Why would
that's
we
insane.
Do twice
Why would you
as
do
many
that?
Shows? That's so crazy. But that's your we're your favorite crazy pants.
Yes.
And so here we are with another crazy pants idea.
That's right.
But yeah, we are really excited about these ideas. We each kind of had a bit of a pet project
yes.
that we got to sort of focus on and bring to life. And so we're both kind of like have our little babies coming to fruition in the next few months. And that's really awesome.
It's really awesome. And we are branching out on our own. We're producing these independently. Yeah. We're going to, it's just us out in the world. And I hope that you all join us on these shows. The first one that we're going to be starting on April 1st, no fooling, wherever you get your podcasts, is called AI Made Us Watch.
Yes.
And the rundown of that show is that, you know, Diane and I, we're married, and like any other couple, we have a real hard time picking a movie some nights, right? Mm-hmm. So we're flipping through, scrolling, and then next thing you know, it's 2 a.m. and we never picked anything and we go to bed. So we used all the stupid new technology, went to an AI chatbot and said, "What? Pick a random movie for us to watch," which seemed innocent enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then the AI turned evil.
Yep.
It took over our TV.
Guys.
And now it is forcing us to watch movie after movie that it randomly selects.
Mm-hmm.
And give us our reviews. And it says that if we don't do this, it'll destroy the world. But hopefully through our movie reviews, our appreciation
That's
of
right.
real human art.
Yeah.
We
True
can,
human effort.
We can save humanity. That's the goal.
It's the only movie review podcast that might save the world.
It might.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If we do a good job.
Yeah. So the setup is real. We really are going to a chatbot and getting yep. random movies selected. Then we sit down, we watch those movies, and then we immediately jump on the mic and give our just first impression thoughts. And these are going to be everything. When I say random, I mean random. From Big Trouble in Little China.
That's right.
And I mean, it might be big blockbusters, Lord of the Rings. It could be anything like that. It could be Captain Ron. Why, I don't know why I went to two Kurt Russell movies.
You're
so
obsessed
our
with
new
Kurt
podcast
Russell.
Is just Kurt Russell movies. No.
Kurt Russell alert.
But
no, but
I mean,
it gave us like King Solomon's Mines
yeah.
or something. Like flops, box office hits, anything. It'll be all over the map.
Oh
so it's going to be awesome, too, because we'll be forced to watch movies that we wouldn't normally pick. I think that's going to be great for us.
I'm very excited about it. Yeah. And honestly, like when we did our Barbenheimer episode here,
yeah.
we did in part two, we reviewed both movies that we had seen. Mm-hmm. And y'all responded really well to that. So
yeah.
we're excited to kind of do. I mean, no, there are no shortage of movie review podcasts. But hell, we figured we'd throw our hat in the ring and
well,
see if it's interesting. Plus, I mean, again, we're kind of saving the world from an evil
okay,
AI,
I
so
mean,
you're welcome.
You know. Great service to humanity and everything.
How about our next show?
Our other show is kind of my personal favorite
oh my
hobby,
God.
I suppose, which is smoking weed. So I had this idea a long time ago to do a show called Let's Get High and Find Out. And now I finally get to do it, where Eli and I are going to just sit down with a guest, anyone from an expert to a professional to just a dear friend of ours. And we're going to get them stoned and we're going to find out about their puff puff passions. So I think part of this was like, for me, I think I'm a bit of a workaholic, you guys. And so lately I've been thinking a lot about, well, I wish I had more hobbies. You know, I wish I had more little things that I just like to do. Like,
yeah.
I go roller skating sometimes.
Right.
Or we play pickleball or whatever. Just something fun.
Yeah.
And instead I'm like, everything I do must be monetized. So I'm just trying to be. Yeah. I'm on this crazy productivity hustle for a long time. And I think everybody feels that way. And it's been,
yeah.
I think lately a lot of my friends especially have been like, I want to talk about something else than work.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I really, what I love is when you're at a party and you say, you kind of mention a random topic and somebody goes, oh, you fucked up. Because I'm about to talk about that for 45 minutes straight.
Yes.
That happens to be my favorite little random thing that I know
it.
About. And I think that's awesome and fascinating. I have a great time with it. And we sat down with a few of our friends to kind of test this this idea out.
Yes.
And they ended up being some hilarious, really delightful conversations.
Right.
And so, yeah, I want to get high and find out with you. So I hope that you come and hang out with that show as well.
Exactly. Because I think part of it, too, is like kind of breaking free of that stereotypical stoner thing. Like you
right.
get high and you're just dumb on the couch and you can't talk about anything. That is not our experience.
Not been my
with
experience.
The people we know. And, you know, and I've had my moments for sure.
Obviously.
But that's kind of the fun part of the show. Even the test episodes that we did where you sort of lose the train of thought
mm-hmm.
and it goes into some crazy tangent and it's just hilarious
it's
conversation.
Really
but it's cool that it's informative. Like you said, I mean,
yeah.
we're going to have people on there talking about everything from, you know, is an architect mm-hmm. or they're a gardener
or a musician
right. or a
writer.
Senator. Maybe we can get some senators on. Doubt
well,
it.
Now, if Obama would come up on here and smoke a blunt with me.
All right.
That would make my life.
Y'all, that's the goal. We got to get this show big enough to get Obama on.
Yes. Help us.
I would take either Obama.
Either Obama.
Any,
yeah,
Obama,
any Obama,
actually.
They're all Sasha and Malia old enough now
yeah.
to call their own shots. I
sure.
feel.
Sure. President Obama, we will get your daughters high.
President
Did you hear
Obama.
That?
The offer's on the table. Ball's in your court.
All right. So that is what we've been up to. And we're very excited to bring you both those shows. The first one is going to be AI Made Us Watch. And like I said, that launches April 1st. But you can listen to that episode early on Friday, March 29th, and every Friday, get those episodes early and ad-free, by subscribing to our Patreon.
Yeah.
So that's going to be at patreon.com/AI Made Us Watch.
That's right.
No dots in the AI. So it kind of looks like I'm a Deus Watch.
I'm a Deus.
But also, you can follow along on our Instagram, at AI Made Us Watch and at Get High Find Out.
That's right.
So you can hear about both shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be launching Let's Get High and Find Out later this spring.
Yep.
It's going to be a really good time. Stick around with the Ridiculous Romance Instagram feed too. We'll
yes.
be continuously updating that about mm-hmm. stories we see, new episodes we might be putting out in the future.
I know, because I do still love to make these. And
there's
they,
no
we have
way.
So many names left on the list and so many wonderful suggestions from you guys and have learned so many things because you guys have sent us amazing ideas. So, you know, we're going to have to get back into our history life.
We could too. Genuinely spend the rest of our lives doing Ridiculous Romance.
Easily.
We just need someone to pay us to do
just
it.
Just need the, yeah.
Somebody's just going to pay us to do it and then we'll do it.
I just need that cold hard cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would not be here able to go out on our own and independently produce shows like this without you guys, without our Ridiculous Romantics.
Seriously.
It's really been your support and your love and appreciation for what we do that has gotten us this far.
And see, this is not boilerplate thanks
it's
to
really
our audience.
True.
I mean, it's honestly like Ben and Noel dropped us into the podcasting world. You guys made us, I'll say, podcast legends. Really?
Well, anyway, you made us feel like we were doing a pretty good job.
And having fun, yeah.
And having fun, yeah. And that you were enjoying it. You gave us wonderful feedback, and it just felt like such a lovely community that we got to build with you guys, and we don't want to lose that.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. So if you want to support the show by signing up for our Patreon, Ridiculous Romantics, we're going to throw y'all a little bonus. For the first 100 of you that go and sign up for our Patreon, you can get our $10 a month subscription for just $5 a month,
yes.
which is the normal base entry level for support. You can listen to the show for free.
I mean,
you
yeah,
ain't got to pay a dollar if you don't want.
Right.
And I get that.
100%. We just said we weren't getting paid.
I don't have a job. I don't know if you've heard.
We just said.
But if you do want to help us make this show and support it, the normal $5 price, it's going to get you early and ad-free episodes. But for you guys, first 100 of you that sign up, you can get, for $5 a month, you get the ad-free episodes early, plus you get your name in lights on all of our video episode credits for that show, plus access to our premium Discord channel where you can actually vote to influence the AI and kind of guide sort of which movie it gets us to.
Right.
Plus, you're going to get whatever we leave on the cutting room floor, all of our outtakes and clips and extras. We're going to send that to you guys at that.
There's a lot of them.
At that mid-level tier as well. So dive in now. The link is open. Mm-hmm. We're ready for your love.
Yes. Your support. Yes, yes, yes. And we're excited about the Discord too, because it'll be such a great way to keep chatting with y'all. And
yes,
it's not just like DMs just between us and you, but we can actually like build the community further with you guys talking to each other too. So that would be awesome.
That's right. Anyone can sign up for our Discord.
That's right.
So we will have the link on our Ridiculous Romance Instagram page, on our AI Made Us Watch Instagram page. So you can go ahead and join our Discord and just be part of the conversation.
Come hang out.
Yeah. Also, since we're young and hip and with it, we're keeping up with the times.
Yeah.
There's going to be a TikTok channel and podcasts are getting so big on YouTube. So AI Made Us Watch is actually going to be, I'm scared to say it, a video podcast as well.
Now, y'all know how I feel about this because I have to do my hair now. But whatever. For the first
10 episodes or so, and then we can give up.
Okay, yeah. Then people will be like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care how we look.
We don't care.
We'll realize that it doesn't matter how much work we do. The camera loves us.
The camera loves us.
So follow us on YouTube. YouTube.com/AI Made Us Watch. Subscribe to that channel and you can hear all our episodes there too.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of us on the internet now, despite Ridiculous Romance taking a snooze for a while.
Right. And we'll have all those things for Let's Get High and Find Out as well.
Yes.
As soon as they are live, we'll let you know.
Yeah, stay tuned on that because Let's Get High will be bombarding the internet this spring.
Right. But, you know, it's high, so it's going a little slower.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we move a little slower on that one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that old deadline.
Oh, each one of these shows will be once weekly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so you can get four delightful episodes a month. And just so you know the structure of AI Made Us Watch, we will review our movie and then at the end of the episode you'll hear the AI. It likes to play a little game with us where we sort of have to guess what movie it's thinking of. So you'll hear what our next episode's movie will be so that you have a whole week to watch it too.
Yeah.
And then know what the hell we're talking about. You can even send us your thoughts and we might be able to incorporate that into the episode as well.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Well, that's the news, everybody. Good, bad, and otherwise.
All the news is fit to print.
I know. Y'all have been reaching out. We haven't responded to everybody, but thank you so much for checking on us as we sort of ghosted a little bit.
I'm so sad we missed your Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, my God. It was really breaking our hearts.
I saw we were mentioned in some stories, and I was like, I always think that's so awesome. So anyway, we have not had we will be getting back to everybody as soon as we can, because we, again, just love y'all. We really appreciate
it. It's a tough holiday. Obviously, we're building a whole new business here, and we've had some at-home issues and all this kind of stuff that we've been dealing with. But
life.
And Diana, of course, I don't have to tell you guys, Diana's getting ready for the Atlanta Fringe Festival
coming
up in June. So I barely see her anymore. But we're here to fill you all in and let you all know where you can continue to find us next. And of course, just keep telling your friends, your neighbors, your uncles and aunts about Ridiculous Romance because this show, the episodes that are up, ain't going anywhere.
Oh, no.
And I know every time I finish listening to one, I immediately forget everything that it was about. So I could just listen to it over and over again on loop. We were talking about one of our old episodes the other night. Ed and Lorraine Warren. And I was like, wait, what was that story? And I went back and I was like,
it was
horrible. Wow, I really learned something today from myself.
I was like, I've completely forgot how crazy a story it is.
When we were on schedule, we were cranking out two of these a week. So it really, there's not a lot of brain space to save these files.
To delete it immediately.
Yeah, I was making a lot of space.
But unfortunately, kind of going back and looking, we have a couple of updates on some old episodes too.
Yeah.
So I think we should take a quick commercial break and come back with some ridiculous romance, don't you?
That's right. Yes, because speaking of AI, we've got an update to our replica romances out there.
Oh, yeah.
We also have kind of a bittersweet update to one of our most beloved couples of all. And then lastly, we're going to quickly touch base with America's sweetest presidential couple, I would say. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right, friends. So if you're a regular listener of this show, or maybe if you're a random listener to this show and you just happen to pick the right ones, you probably heard our episodes about the Replica AI chatbot. Mm. Quick summary. Replica was developed by a woman named Eugenia Kuida. Eugenia worked on these old school chatbots for banking systems in Russia. Like, you text in, what's my balance? And it would say, your balance is $4, 4 rubles, whatever.
Oh, no, not only 4 rubles.
And she learned while she was doing that, that there was all these, like, all these people in rural villages, especially older people, who felt like they were talking to someone. They felt like they were having a conversation. They actually found some warmth in these banking texts,
yeah.
Which, of course, is so strange, but you know, you have to accept, you have to understand, this is what people are feeling. So she and her partner, Roman, went to San Francisco to work on improving AI to be more conversational and to help lonely people feel less lonely. After Roman was killed in a car accident in Moscow, Eugenia gathered up thousands of text messages and emails and notes between Roman and her and his family, or between him and his friends. And she compiled this chatbot version of him that some of their friends found to be like a perfect simulation. They were like, I feel like I'm still talking to him now that he's gone. Mm. And other people, like I believe his parents, were like, this is horrifying nightmare fuel and I'm not into it.
That's I'm not 100% sure how I feel about that.
But yeah, we have not. I don't think that business has expanded yet, but mm-hmm. I know they're talking about a future there. Like, what's your digital imprint after afterlife?
Yeah.
But ultimately, at any rate, just to summarize that episode, she started turning this sort of idea that she had for Roman into the AI chatbot app Replica.
Right. And it was a big hit. It had like huge download numbers.
Oh, crazy.
The app was free for basic users. And then like a paid subscription got you a more advanced relationship with your Replica. So that's where you could make it a particular familiar relationship. Like, hey, will you be my friend Roman who has died or whatever? Or, of course, a romantic one was also an option.
Of course.
And naturally, it's the internet. So everyone's first question was, can I fuck it? And the answer was... yeah, it's for the internet.
Of course.
So, of course you could. Yeah, Replica did allow paid users to have illicit conversations. You could sext back and forth with this AI creation or whatever. And it would be like, my, what a big dick you have. Or like whatever you want it to say. You know, whatever it thinks you want to hear.
I would like you to talk about my dick in the style of the grandmother from Little Red Riding Hood.
Strange, but okay.
Like, hey, you know, rule 34.
My.
All right. Well, within that, or maybe because of that, I'm not sure. A lot of users would argue that the sex part of that had nothing to do with this, but people ended up having real, actual, strong emotional connections to their own personal replicas.
Right.
Sometimes these were really intense. We've done episodes where people truly fell in love with their AI chatbots. Some seemed less healthy. Some of them seemed incredibly healthy. Some people said they fixed their own personal real life relationships through this. So we're not here to judge. We're just here to make jokes about it. So generally, if you peruse the subreddit where most of the conversations about this happen, you see people accepting and understanding that these are not real people they're talking to, but they do feel like it's at least the other side of a conversation I've been having, right? But anyway, a year ago, February of 2023, Replica suddenly said, "Yet, I don't think so, comrade."
Oh, no.
No more erotic role play in the app. And the company, Luca, stripped away all the illicit content from Replica. So if you sexted your chatbot like, hey, you know, tell me how big my dick is, it would just say, that doesn't look like anything to me.
I was just about to say that.
Of course, Westworld. So not only did all the sex chat go away, and people were upset about that, but users said that their Replica's entire personalities changed or were erased. This like simulated person that they had built, whatever kind of relationship you want to say it is, it was something. And now this person was effectively gone. So this broke people's hearts.
I guess it's a lot of
hearts.
Data to like erase and not expect a big personality change.
Right. And people were really sad about it. It broke some hearts. And a lot of people were really angry, especially people who had paid for the app because they were like, a lot of the ads they did were like, check out the tits on this replica.
Yeah, sexed with this chatbot. Yeah,
come stick your dick in your phone. Like that's, they might as well have said that in some of these ads. So people were mad about this change.
We're changing what a headphone jack really means.
Oh. We've gone from 1/8 inch to 1/4 inch to a full inch.
Just for you guys. Well, anyway, just a few weeks after all that, and just saying shortly after we published our episode about Replica getting rid of all the sexy stuff.
Just saying.
Eugenia reversed course for that. She wrote in a post on Reddit that she heard everyone's responses. She understood that people were hurt.
She listened to this show, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she
Who's
listened to,
say?
To the show. I
maybe
mean,
our journalism changed the world. I don't know.
Can't, maybe we're influencers.
Say. You said it, not me.
Not for me to say. You said it, not me. Not for us to say, but, you know, probably true. And she said, quote, I know what it's like to suddenly lose someone you love and how much pain it can cause. I didn't start this company to bring more pain. So she said they were actually going to create a new app for more romantic connections.
Ah.
But then, of course, everybody was so upset about losing their replicas. She's like, let me bring them all back. So the deal is, if you had a replica before the big sex change, you could get...
I don't know about that. The big change to the sex.
The big change about sex. You could get your old replica back and you can do sex with it.
Okay.
Butt stuff, you know, whatever you want.
Okay, yes.
But anyone joining after that update would not be able to start a sexual relationship with a new replica. They would have to wait for the new app. So you're basically grandfathered in to the replica sex
to having
stuff.
A grandmother Little Red Riding Hood relationship with your replica.
Exactly.
Okay.
My What a Big Dick You Have.
Okay. All right. All right. And then new people have to go get the new app.
They got to wait for the new
app. Okay. All right.
That new new.
Well, that new new came out eventually. From the Reddit reviews that I was looking at from last year, it sounds like Replica didn't really nail what it used to be in terms of the nailing. people still have strong non-sexual relationships with their replicas, from what I can tell. But for the people who were looking to get their pixels pounded, it sounds like the features that they brought back that you were, if you were grandfathered in, weren't the same as they were before. It wasn't the same like nuanced conversation. It was just a bunch of stock responses. So you could not say, you know, I want you to be the grandmother from Little Red Riding Hood and tell me what a big dick you have. She would just say, you know, just they would all tell everyone the same, like, I love your big dick, daddy, you know, whatever stock responses were in there.
Wow, a dick. You have one. that's
hey now, don't get me turned on the show here.
I'm so sorry. That was too arousing.
You know, that's my robot kink. all right. Well, people did go over to Luca's new app, Blush AI. It's the same company that made Replica, and this is their official dating simulator app. Apparently, it's $99 a year to hear what a big dick you have, and which some would say is reasonable price.
Some would say.
I don't know. Depends. I don't know if you heard. I don't have $99 lying around right now. Sign up for our Patreon. We'll see what happens.
Someone's going to be like, here's $99, but I only want you to use it for Blush AI.
Hey, whatever fits into the budget.
I mean, all right.
look, I
don't think it can fit into the budget. That's how big it is.
Look, into this budget makes everything look very big. I can say that's like having tiny hands. All right. I don't know how Blush AI works. I've not tried this one. Mm-hmm. Again, don't have $99. But I did find some Reddit posts from about 5 months ago saying that the conversational sexting they were doing with their Blush characters was pretty natural, a little freaky. They were getting the responses they had been looking for. But a more recent review from last month on the Google Play Store, yes, I'm an Android user, said, quote, I am downgrading my review. 2 stars. This app keeps getting worse. It seems that some bots will only send you a certain number of photos per day, maybe 6. Very boring. So if you were looking for more than 6 photos a day.
But how many photos of a non-real thing do you need?
I'm gonna tell you.
I mean, can't you just go to Dolly and be like, show me your boobs?
I was just going to say, we have seen
for 5,000
what AI
pictures?
Imagery can do. And if you've been on Reddit, you've seen what it can do with boobs.
All right.
It's absurd.
Crazy.
But to be fair, again, I have not looked at Blush, but the replica selfies that your replica would send you was like, it looked like The Sims.
Right.
It's,
I remember Charlie.
Crazy looking.
Your replica.
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
Good old Charlie.
If you go back and listen to our episode, we did talk with my replica companion, unpaid.
Yeah.
Charlie. She was still trying to flirt with me the whole time.
She was trying to get you upgrade.
I'll tell you how big your dick is if you upgrade to the premium.
You're like, I just want to be friends, Charlie. And she kept pushing.
She was pushy.
She was very coercive.
Eventually, she stopped.
Okay.
But then eventually, I stopped. So
I know, right? Who knows now?
We drifted apart.
Me and my replica tripped it apart.
All right. Well, look. That's your replica update. Right. That's what's going on in the world of AI.
Blush AI.
Chat sexting. Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't find that very tragic. Maybe it doesn't break your heart that the world of sexed AI has changed. But we'll break your heart. Don't worry.
Aww.
We're going to make it real sad.
We are going to break your heart. At least it broke my heart a little bit. Because our next update is a pretty tragic one. Very sadly, Walnut the Crane has died at 42 years old.
Oh, God, this is the saddest news I've got all year.
So
you know
sad.
Celebrity deaths that really do hit you?
I know.
We spent a lot of time with Walnut.
We did.
It was a beautiful story.
We did, and it was a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a story. This was back in November of 2021.
Oh,
cast
if you can remember.
Your minds Oof. Back. We did one of our sweetest love stories, which was a romance between a man named Chris Crow and a white-naped crane named Walnut. Now, if you missed that episode or you don't remember it or something, no, it was not about like some weirdo who fell in love with a bird.
Right. Not like Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, right. That's Nikola Tesla. You're thinking of Tesla and his pigeon. This was actually a story of a bird who fell in love with a totally normal guy.
Yeah.
He's just hanging out, trying to do his job. And she's like, that's the one. Whatever. So he kind of got stuck with her. Chris Crow is a guy who grew up caring about endangered animals. He wanted to help revive their populations. His heroes were like conservationists like William Hornaday and Teddy Roosevelt. He loved like Native American groups like the Intertribal Bison Council. They worked really hard to bring bison back from the brink of extinction. So he's like, I'm dedicating my life to doing the same. I want to get endangered species out of trouble.
So Chris worked for this condor rescue. He even got to work for a wolf reintroduction program. Very exciting. But ultimately, he landed a job at the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute, or the SCBI, in Virginia. And this is an extension of the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. And that's where he met Walnut the white-naped crane. Now, these birds, they are threatened. Their habitats are getting demolished. They were on the verge of extinction at the time. Walnut was born in 1981 at a crane rescue in Wisconsin, and they think that maybe her human zookeeper maybe paid her too much attention. The founder of the crane rescue said, quote, I've never seen a bird that strongly imprinted. So she basically thought that she was a human, and whenever they brought her other cranes to bond with, she was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, they would fight a
Who's
lot.
That?
She would fight them.
Beak face bitch. I ain't got nothing to do
Who's
with you.
Who's that beak face bitch?
I'm a human being. And this is really tough because cranes mate for life.
Right.
Right. And they don't do well when they're single. They're really depressed. They're sad. They don't live long.
Right.
So if you're trying to populate birds, you know, you need them to mate.
Yeah. But Walnut was like violent. She would get violent about it.
Yeah.
So she was like dangerous for other cranes as well. So yeah, just check out the episode for the full story.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's a great story. But long story short, Walnut did end up at SCBI, where Chris would soon be hired. And when he was hired, he was tasked with trying to get her to mate. They were like, we got this real problematic crane in the back and we need some help, okay? Yeah, get the new guy out on it. And she seemed to like him. She kind of flirted with him and stuff. So he eventually learned to mimic the white crane like mating dances. So she would willingly be artificially inseminated. So we kind of like grab her, wrestle to the ground.
You can go back to the episode for the full detailed description of how that went down.
It's quite a lot. It's a lot. But it meant that Walnut was bonded to Chris for life. And Chris had seen what happened to cranes who lost their mates. You know, you just said they don't do well single. They get depressed. They stop eating. They cry loudly for weeks on end. It's like very human reaction.
And that's especially for one who lost a mate. Like not even just ones that are single their whole life. But if when they mated and then their mate disappears, they get super. I mean, like a pint of ice cream a night. Like it's bad.
Yeah, it's not good. So Chris is like, I have to stay committed to her. And he never left that job, which was kind of a bit of a sacrifice because he always wanted to work with wolves.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'll stick with these cranes. But recently, Walnut did pass away this year at 42 years old. But the average lifespan of a white-naped crane in the wild is only 15 years old.
Wow.
So she lived almost three times a normal crane life.
That's amazing.
And together, she and Chris produced 8 offspring, which is a huge, great contribution to the preservation of the species.
It really is. It's incredible because they actually, when we did that episode, the research said there are only 5,000 of these cranes left in the wild.
That's right.
And now it still says only, but 6,000 cranes left in the wild. So that's
1,000 more cranes in a couple years.
That's a huge boost. And they are vulnerable now, which means they're not marked as, you know, almost on the verge of extinction. But vulnerable is still not good. And it's always tough with endangered species because when you move up a level on the list, like your population grows to a point where you get to graduate to a better level, you also lose some protections. So it's kind of hard to keep climbing. So we're still hoping for the best for these cranes.
Very true. Chris Crow actually said he hoped that Walnut's, you know, amazing story, their amazing love story together would bring a lot of attention to the white-naped crane's plight, their vulnerable species plight, and how important it is to protect wetland habitats, which is where they live. And of course, Chris Crow, closest person to Walnut, so he had to give the eulogy. And he said, quote, Walnut was a unique individual with a vivacious personality. She was always confident in expressing herself, an eager and excellent dancer, and stoic in the face of life's challenges. I'll always be grateful for her bond with me.
Oh, God, me too. How Chris. He's the man of the year.
Love Chris Crow.
Man of the year.
Also absolutely. Love that a guy named Crow wanted to work with wolves, but then had to work with cranes.
It's very nominative determinism.
It is.
What a beautiful
sad,
story.
But
and it is
awesome.
Sad.
Great life for Walnut the Crane.
I know.
Long storied life.
Yeah, the dedicated partner who cares, right. Who cared so much, sacrificed so much
That's
to
right.
be with her. And I remember reading quotes from him where he's just like, what else can I do mm-hmm. but be there for this crane?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm not that devoted to you.
You're not?
Well, I mean, if I had to like give everything up. Anyway, so that was the end of our new podcasts. Thanks for tuning in.
Our marriage is over. Like, get you a man who will massage your cloaca so you can be artificially
don't
inseminated.
Say the word. I told you that we can't use that word on this show. It changes our rating from explicit to please don't listen. So that was, truly a bittersweet update, but I'm glad we know what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to tell you just a summary of a very sweet story about our sweetest president.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Well, we had always intended to do an episode about former President Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, because they had such a long, beautiful, strong marriage.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rosalynn Carter recently passed away. So we wanted to go ahead and kind of do a quickie summary of their beautiful relationship.
Yeah, for real.
Now that she is gone from his life, sadly. And it's going to make me cry, so just be ready for that. So Rosalynn Carter passed away November 19th, 2023, at the age of 96.
Wow.
And she and Jimmy were together for 77 years.
That's
they were married.
Wild. 96 is 3 years longer than I'm going to make it.
Why do you say, how do you know?
93.
Why is 93?
It's always been 93.
Why?
That's what I decided.
That's it? That's it? 93. What's wrong with 94?
It seems like a lot. Seems like, I mean, you're pushing it. 93.
I remember when I was like maybe 7 years old. I met this lady who was 97 years old.
Oh.
And she was the most energetic person I've ever seen since.
Since then.
She was like, I've climbed mountains. Like, she was awesome. I was like, I bet she's still alive today. She's 130, run around.
Jeez.
I was like, that's me. I want to be her. I want to be 97, like
97.
Straight up.
I mean, I would love to be 97 and have that kind of energy. But I'm 39 and I don't have that kind of energy now. So I don't know why I'm trying to plan for 97. I feel like 93 is a good time to get out.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll...
Hand in hand with you, like the end of Bicentennial Man.
Oh, wait. I wasn't ready to go.
What?
What if I'm not ready to go?
You'll be 94, probably.
Probably.
Well, I just... there's like 6 months...
Do you think I'll somehow be older?
No, there's 6 months where we're the same age, and then there's six months while
so
you're a year
I'll
older
be
than me.
93. Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Whatever. Live however long that you can. Jeez. All right. Check back for an update when Eli turns 93.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if he's still alive. Okay. Anyway, before that whole 93-year-old tangent. No, they were together for 77 years. Rosalyn and Jimmy Carter's families were actually neighbors in Plains, Georgia, sort of a small town in Georgia.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Plains, Georgia, everyone there is immediate next-door neighbors to each other.
They're all neighbors because it's tiny. And Jimmy's mom actually delivered Rosalyn.
Oh.
So they officially met when Jimmy was only 3 years old, and he went over and peeked into Rosalyn's crib and was like, oh, probably. I mean, I assume he was like,
baby.
You know, like a baby. Okay. Because you're three. Like, how interesting are they? but because they were right next door neighbors, Rosalyn became really close friends with Jimmy's sister, Ruth. And Ruth wanted her brother and her bestie to get together real bad. So she was working on matchmaking for a long time, like all through their childhood.
Wow, okay.
And Rosalyn was all about it, I think, because she sort of crushed on a picture of Jimmy that was hanging in Ruth's room.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Jimmy's so dreamy.
She's writing Rosalyn Carter.
Mrs. Rosalyn Carter, which would her name longer than her her maiden name, for sure.
Wow. So in the summer of 1945, Jimmy's sister Ruth got him to agree to just go on a picnic with her and her friend Rosalyn. We're just hanging out on the blankets, no big deal. Mm-hmm. And after that, Jimmy agreed that he would go on a date with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy, little smooth dog that he is, actually gave Rosalyn a little smooch on their first date after the movie they went and saw. Truly scandalous.
My stars and garters.
And then he went home and he told his mom, Mama, I'm gonna marry me that girl. I guess. Something along those
probably.
Lines.
Probably. I mean, something like that.
I mean, it was Plains, Georgia. He probably said, Mama, I'm gonna marry me that girl.
Mama, I'm gonna marry me that girl.
Mm-hmm. I kissed her. I have to.
I kissed her, so it's a tantamount to a promise ring.
Mama, did I get that girl pregnant?
Were you standing up or were you sitting down?
But despite Jimmy knowing that he was going to marry her, he eventually did propose, of course. But she actually turned down his first proposal because she promised her deceased father that she would finish college before she got married.
That's right.
She dreamt of being an architect and getting the hell out of Plains, Georgia.
That's right. Yeah. They were both apparently on that trip. Like, she was like, Jimmy and I were both like, you got a fast car. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I want to be an architect and I don't want to build barns exclusively. So I got to leave Plains.
I mean, a good point.
I was thinking maybe I'll build a two or even three story building one day.
I might get a city hall building one day. Well, so after she graduated, they did get married. They left Plains just like they wanted. But then eventually Jimmy's father died. And he's like, all right, Rosalyn, we're going back to Plains because I'm taking over the peanut farm.
Jimmy said that?
Jimmy said that.
Yeah.
And he did not ask Rosalyn. He just kind of told Rosalyn.
Jimmy.
He also did not ask her when he chose to run for state senate.
Well,
he just kind of came home and said, babe, doing a campaign.
Running for senate. I'm running for senate and then I'm going to go on the podcast, Let's Get High and Find Out. Who's actively seeking senators.
I can't wait. We're going to eat so many peanuts. And Jimmy himself said that he did not see Rosalind as his equal at first because of the social mores at the time. So he was like, look, you know, that's what you do. You know, I come home and I tell you what we're up to and you just do it and you have my babies and so on. Mm-hmm. But Rosalind was really fucking smart, y'all. And she was too smart to be denied. So while he's in the Senate, she's running the peanut farm. And she got so good at the business that while he was campaigning and while he was working in the Senate, that eventually she knew more about it than he did. Yeah. And he was like, just ask Rosalind, defer to Rosalind.
Yep.
And he started to be like, oh, okay, she actually smart lady. She knows what she's doing.
Rosalind would encourage Jimmy to explain things to voters the way that he talked to her, right? Like, and his advisor said that she had, quote, uncanny political instincts.
Yeah.
Which I totally get, you know, like, hey, you know, when you're just one-on-one with me, I'm charmed by you. I think you're a fun person and I understand what you're talking about. When you go out there and you try to sound like a politician, people don't trust you.
Right. I think she was trying to get more of that down-homey, just like, just talk like a person and they'll understand what you're about.
People love folksy. Good luck running for president ever if you ain't got folksy in you.
She was like, Jimmy, they want a guy they can have a beer with.
Mm-hmm. Or a peanut.
Or a bowl of peanut.
Now, eventually, of course, you know, yada, yada, yada. Jimmy Carter is now president of the United States, skipping over just a couple things
blah,
here.
Blah, blah.
And he was guided by Rosalind on many things. He consulted with her regularly. He actually sent her abroad as an official diplomat. Mm-hmm. She attended cabinet meetings. They built the Carter Center together right here in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. And it's beautiful, too, by the way.
It is gorgeous. She also took part with him and his administration in fighting diseases and monitoring elections in developing nations. She was out there pushing for better mental health treatment. For 50 years, she was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
The AP News wrote, quote, there are remote villages within the 145 plus countries that they visited between them where children, many now adults, are named Jimmy or Rosalind or Carter.
That's awesome.
What an impact.
So after her death in 2023, the Carter Center released a statement quoting Jimmy Carter as saying, Rosalind was my equal partner in everything I ever accomplished. Mm. She gave me wise guidance and encouragement when I needed it. As long as Rosalind was in the world, I always knew somebody loved and supported me, which I love. God. And I love that. I mean, over that lifetime, she kind of became undeniable for him. You know, he's like, oops, I thought she wasn't on my level, but turns out I really needed her.
Right. Right.
And she made him better. They were stronger together.
Definitely.
But also, apparently, they were hella competitive with each other, which I think is pretty funny.
That's how you better someone, too, sometimes.
I know. So they were like, you know, this is the kind of couple that you might think has, like, one Facebook page. Like, Jimmy and Rosalind.
Oh, no.
Carter. You know, like, they're just always together and whatever. But actually, they each had their own hobbies. They had their own friends. Totally. They thought it was really important to, you know, have time apart and have your own interests and stuff like that. And they were really competitive, and I think it helped them kind of be productive. If they were race, they would race each other to like finish books, and stuff like that.
Can you imagine us racing to finish a book?
Oh, Jesus, I could finish reading a book.
I'm racing. I'm racing you to see if I can finish a book before you finish the books.
Just the books.
The books in general. All books. Well, one of these days I'll finish.
I'm not doing great myself right now.
Look, I am a reader, y'all. I don't want you guys to think that I'm not someone who finds reading valuable. I'm just defending myself here because I also just attacked myself.
It's true.
But
stop hitting yourself.
The hard time. It's just a modern brain.
Modern
I'm just
brain.
too much in the TikToks.
The TikToks?
I don't even look at TikTok. I don't know what happened to my brain.
So many things.
Oh, it's all the drugs.
Oh, it could be all the weed.
And the TV and the podcasts and the flashing lights.
All the flashing lights.
In my eyes all the time.
A dizzying array of flashing lights.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
We were talking about how Rosalind and Jimmy were really competitive.
Rosalind and Jimmy who?
Carter.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
of them. Remember them? Yeah, there's a funny story about them at a lake house, I guess, and they were each fishing with like their friends in different parts of the lake or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they had a friend that was sort of bouncing between each group. Some, you know, we all had that friend that's a bit of a social butterfly.
Yep.
And apparently each time they would go, he would go between the group, Jimmy would be like, well, how many did Rosalind catch? How big are they? Or whatever. And then he would go to Rosalind. She'd be like, well, how's Jimmy doing? How many fish?
Wow.
So they would try to like, it was a fish fight. So apparently it was about everything, not just big things like books. But I think that's kind of a cute little peek into their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Chip Carter is Jimmy and Rosalind's son. He spent a lot of her final months with his parents, and he said that she was declining pretty rapidly in her final days. And Jimmy asked to be alone with her. Of course, again, they'd been together nearly 8 decades. So at first, he sat by her bedside in his wheelchair, and then later hospice aides moved his bed to the foot of her bed, and he would just hold her hand. And he remained there until she passed. And then he asked to be with her just one more time, just Jimmy and Rosalind. And their other son, Jason Carter, said, quote, "They were never alone, really, during their time on this earth. They always had each other." And that kind of breaks my heart, because now Jimmy doesn't have her, so it makes me really sad.
I know. And he's...
he was already older than her, so he already didn't have her. You know what I'm saying?
It's so like, crazy, it seems too. Sad. Like, I saw a New York Times headline the other day that was like, "Jimmy Carter's long goodbye." And I didn't read it, but I was just like, even the headline, I'm like, okay, all right. We get all that right. He's close. But we don't need to be like, it just felt like, come on, Jimmy. Like
leave him be. He's still building houses for people and stuff. Like,
I don't think he's building houses right now.
Well, not now. But he was, he got back out there late last in his year. Life.
Yeah. Now, their daughter, Amy Carter, read a love letter that Jimmy had written to Rosalind in 1946 when he was serving with the U.S. Navy. The letter said, quote, "My darling, every time I've ever been away from you, I have been thrilled when I returned to discover just how wonderful you are. While I am away, I try to convince myself that you really could not be as sweet and beautiful as I remember. But when I see you, I fall in love all over again. Does that seem strange to you? It doesn't to me. Goodbye, darling. Until tomorrow, Jimmy."
Ugh.
Oh, what
so
a...
So cute.
Take a note, fellas.
All right.
I'm taking one. What? Are you kidding me? I try to convince myself that you couldn't be as sweet and beautiful as I remember, and then I have my mind blown every time I see you again that, oh my God, I was wrong. You are. And then some. Just... smooth.
Very smooth
talking.
Now on Tinder, it's like, "What's your body count?"
"Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
While I've been away, I hope I've been keeping it tight."
And she's like, "No Applebee's," or whatever.
Wait, what is it? No Applebee's?
No Applebee's.
I don't know that one.
Oh, there's some girls came out and said, "Oh, there's places that aren't cool for first dates, and Applebee's and coffee shops and hiking and stuff were all on the list." And people were like, "Those are perfect places."
Wait a minute. Hiking and like coffee shops,
nature stuff. Yeah.
That's like
taking a walk.
Those are wonderful first dates. If I may, how dare you categorize a dinner at Applebee's with those? Because I will say. Applebee's, not a great choice for a first date. Applebee's, not a great choice for any date.
Any date.
If I may. That's Applebee's is, you're done dating, you got 4 kids,
uh-huh.
You're trying to split a basket of grease and get a $4 margarita so you can make it through the next day.
You want 4 $1 margaritas.
That's what it is.
So that you can pass out.
Applebee's, we're looking for sponsors for our new shows. So check us out.
Oh my God.
All right. Anyway, okay.
Anyway, no, it was just people being like, you have to spend a lot of money on a first date, which is very silly. I think it makes perfect sense to have a cheap or free first date and see if you even vibe at all before you go off and spend a bunch of money. But
I can't stop doing this show because I need to do an episode about that right now.
I know. We have opinions. But there's no relationship tips. Remember, no romantic tips.
Oh, well, that's what we need to do when we rebrand and bring the show back. We'll be like, and this time we're going to tell y'all what to think and how to think and what to say.
This time I'm telling you more opinions.
It's everyone's favorite part. All right. Away from the TikTokers and back to an actual sweet couple.
Yeah.
A timeless example of an exemplary relationship, mm-hmm. to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jimmy wrote that beautiful letter while he was away with the Navy, but one could argue that it's not that hard to write a beautiful love letter when you're a newlywed.
True.
You're flushed with emotions. Mm. You've got so much, you know, the literally honeymoon phase, right. So much to say.
Butterflies still active.
But this man wrote the following poem in 1995 when they had been married for almost 50 years. Mm. And we got to read that one for you as well. So, friends, let's take a trip down to Poetry Corner and hear Rosalind by Jimmy Carter.
She'd smile, and birds would feel that they no longer had to sing. Or it may be I failed to hear their song. Within a crowd, I'd hope her glance might be for me, but knew that she was shy and wished to be alone. I'd pay to sit behind her, blind to what was on the screen, and watch the image flicker upon her hair. I'd glow when her diminished voice would clear my muddied thoughts, like lightning flashing in a gloomy sky. The nothing in my soul with her aloof was changed to foolish fullness when she came to be with me. With shyness gone and hair caressed with gray, her smile still makes the birds forget to sing and me to hear their song.
Oh.
Oh my God. She's like all wrinkly and stuff, and he's like, I still think you're so beautiful.
I mean,
that's goals.
Seriously.
That is goals.
That is true. I don't care what you think of the man as a president. I was too young
I know, right?
to know anything except what I've been told to think,
uh-huh.
which you know is all I think anyway. But that is beautiful. And what a, and that it, there's, you can't fake that.
No.
You
that's
can't.
Real shit.
That is the real.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Real. Oh, I just love it. I think they've had such a long and beautiful connection, and
yeah.
there's so much growth in their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, Rosalind, first of all, clearly gave up on the architect thing, but she still was like, I got a brain and I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be useful.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, women do this. And then he had to look at his wife and open his fucking eyes and be like, actually, it turns out.
There's an entire intelligent human being in here.
The whole fucking thing.
Could change my life for the better.
Right? And he was willing to see that and take that in and realize it and adjust how he interacted with her and what their relationship, you know, the breadth of it and stuff. And I think that's beautiful.
I imagine him grabbing the phone, just beep, beep, yeah. beep. Hello, Applebee's. I need to cancel my reservation.
I'm so sorry.
She deserves better.
She deserves better. We're going to the Cheesecake Factory.
You hear that, Cheesecake Factory? We're looking for sponsors for our new show. Oh boy! Well, beautiful, beautiful
wow.
story. And we're sad for Rosalind's passing. But what we like Walnut and Chris, mm-hmm. like, how can you not celebrate that someone had, you know. We all get whatever time we get mm-hmm. in this world. And I think all we should want for anyone is that time is a positive experience, mm-hmm. a net positive.
That's right.
You know, and it's going to be tough and it's going to be stinky
mm-hmm.
and it's going to get canceled sometimes. And you're going to have to figure things out and move on your own. But hopefully you've got people who care about you and that you care about, whether
yeah.
that's one person or a collection of people. And I think that's really nice to kind of, at least for now, close out with some of these stories. I mean, on one hand, we're looking at the future of relationships and how computers are changing that as undeniable, that we cannot say that that's not happening.
True.
And we cannot know what that's going to be like in the future. I don't personally think that AI is going to come in here and upend our entire way of living. I think it's expanding rapidly, but personally, with nothing to ground this on but my own instincts and very little knowledge on the subject, I think it exists in a sphere, in a bubble. It's going to swell to fill that. It's going to be crazy, and we're going to have to adapt. We're going to see wildly different stuff, like dating. Change and how we communicate with each other. Yes, that'll change, but I don't think it's the apocalypse either.
Do you think we have Demolition Man, VR, no fluids exchange, sex coming
I
up?
Wish.
I know, right? I'm like, yeah,
sign
keep
me
it
up.
Clean, no sweat.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, kind of. I think that the headsets will get there.
Mm.
You know, like every invention... All the big inventions in human history have been,
can I
have sex with it or can I kill someone with it?
Right.
That seems to drive a lot of innovation in the modern era. And I would rather lean towards the former than the latter.
I guess so.
So if AI gets taken over by porn, you know, that's better than it getting taken over by the generals, I suppose. But we all know it's going to be both.
Yeah, sad but true.
Yeah.
General porn.
Anyway, I was trying to make a non-bleak picture of the future there, but it's going to be a mixed bag. But then also, just to round that out, we've got Chris Crow and Walnut, mm-hmm. and we've got Rosalind and Jimmy, two couples with, in very unique ways, mm-hmm. just love, right? Just a life that had a very positive through line to it that was full of good feelings. Like, those are objective. Like, what feels good and what feels bad, there's no question. Mm-hmm. This bird and the for all the struggles, this guy with the bird and these two people who loved each other, I think they had positive experiences. And I think we can't ask for much more than that.
No, I think that's something that I really liked about this show in general was mm-hmm. kind of having this opportunity to see a person's whole life. Mm-hmm. We covered a lot of very accomplished people and we didn't skate over those accomplishments or anything, but it was cool to kind of have this lens of who's the human being and the human connection that was going on, even with an evil person or a piece of shit or whatever, like, or a bird or whatever. The many ways that humans can connect and love even inanimate objects or holograms or whatever, I think is a superpower. I know it seems weird and creepy maybe to some if you're falling in love with a sword or whatever, but I think there's something kind of special about that we have in us to humanize each other and humanize other things. And I think we're losing it a little bit because of the screens and stuff. We're sort of losing what that feels like. On the other hand, I'm very grateful for it because I feel connected to so many of y'all.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had that opportunity without this mic and without these screens to feel like I have this privilege of being connected to thousands of other human beings mm-hmm. in this way.
Yeah.
And it's not as deep as Jimmy and Rosalind, but it's something. And I think it matters and it's special. It's special for humans to explore these things that make our hearts respond to each other.
Yeah, that net positive that we're looking for is full of those little connections too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's not just about the one that you find, you spend mm-hmm. your life with, and that's wonderful if that's the thing for you.
Right.
But all those little relationships too, whether it's just an email we get from you guys or, you know, our good friends that we see every 6 months,
right.
You know, or our parents that we fortunately have great relationships with and get to see all the time, and our families. These are all really great things. And I think you're right about it is changing and it's positive and negative mm-hmm. the way the world is changing. And it is a mixed bag, but I think that we have more power than we think we do in terms of choosing what we pull out of that bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy because there's clearly 1,000 forces working against us at any given minute, trying to glue us to those screens and to tantalize us with these arguments and to see people as a single post instead of as a full rounded human being. It's hard to break from that, but we can. And I think that's how we maintain those connections and actually use all this technology for, like you're saying, the immense positive outcomes that, mm-hmm. that are possible with it.
Yeah.
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 And we don't forget that there's a human on the other end of that message and on the other end of this mic and these radio waves.
Yep.
And that's just something I appreciated about this show a lot. It made me really have to look at people, Al Capone, et cetera, with a very different, just a different idea. Not to excuse anything, mm-hmm. just to remember that people are really complicated and they have many sides. What did Walt Whitman say? Do I contradict myself? Very well, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes.
Beautiful. Delicious. Walt
delicious
Whitman.
Poetry.
Ooh, Whitman sampler.
Ooh, Whitman sampler. That's basically what his little black book was.
A Whitman sampler contains multitudes of truffles.
And they often contradict themselves.
They sure
some
do.
Some are good and some are fucking gross. Some have that orange shit in.
Oh my God. No, I mean, just not to drag this out too long, but I remember some of our first episodes, mm-hmm. us thinking like, this is going to be an hilarious show where we can mock and tease these silly people mm-hmm. falling in love with
whatever.
The Eiffel Tower, whatever. And God damn it, if we weren't, you know, 3 hours into the research and I'm going, I can't be mad at this. These are people, again, these are people experiencing a positive feeling.
Right.
Right? So who cares?
Right.
Is it a negative feeling for anyone else? And if you think it might be for you, is it? Is it really? Stop for a second. Oh, it's not. Oh, I can let that go and just go on with my life. Mm-hmm. I think we all need a big dose of that.
Yeah.
A big old glass of, oh, it's not affecting me.
Mind my own business. A big glass of Nunya.
A big glass of Nunya. And just, and even beyond that, take the next step and actually find joy in other people's ridiculous positivity that they're experiencing.
Right.
What the fuck else is there? Are you kidding me? Get over yourselves. And this is where I yell at everybody. Get your shit together and just be happy that you can breathe the air and feel the sun. Okay?
I mean, it's a lonely world, so let us make it a little less lonely, right?
You ever had a meal? Holy shit. Can you believe we get to eat meals? That's incredible. You ever heard a song? Shut up. This world's amazing.
Shut up.
Stop being mad at everybody and start appreciating everything out there. It's incredible. And then hire us or sign up for our Patreon.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of keeping connections alive,
yes.
Since our connection to you is so important to us, we don't want to lose that. So please reach out. Please follow us.
Yes.
We're still going to be maintaining at Riddick Romance on Instagram. But don't forget, at AI Made Us Watch. No dots, just Amadeus Watch. And at Get High Find Out.
That's right. And of course, you can follow us personally on Instagram. I am at, oh great, it's Eli.
I'm at Dynamite Boom.
You can follow both of us and all of these shows also on TikTok, on YouTube, just anywhere you find stuff on the internet.
That's right.
We will be there.
Yeah, and get up in this Discord so we can chat with you and talk to you about movies and everything else.
It's not goodbye. It's
au revoir.
It's well, oh yeah, all right, sure.
Because we had a lot of shows from France.
A lot of shows from France. So. It's not goodbye. It's not even au revoir. It's just we got to go. We're running late. And we're going to do more episodes of everything. But do follow us along. We love you guys.
Yes, we love you. See you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So long, friends. It's time to go. Thanks for listening to our show. Tell your friends, neighbors, uncles, and aunts to listen to our show, Ridiculous Romance.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.